Hallmark Channel presents. In association with Johnson Production Group, Title Card, A Royal Christmas Crush. A city, snow falls in front of a red brick building. Precision Design Architects, now inside.
Here are the building materials. Please see it at the contractor's.
Katie Cassidy.
Oh, and will you email the client on the Higgins project to let them know that the model is ready for viewing?
Stephanie Husser, in an architect's office. A young woman with short blonde hair puts on glasses. Angela Bechera, Glenn Edwards Yorfi. She looks at a variety of sketches. Charlie Ebbs, Catherine Cohut. Casting, Ron Leach, CDC, Lindsay Chang. Composer, Russ Howard III. She checks a text from Uncle Carl. My grandest creation yet. The Royal Winter Castle. I could use your help. Call me. Photo of an ice castle. She calls. Costume designer Sarah A. Carroll.
Uncle Carl.
Carl.
Ava. You built my favorite dream.
Editor Alvin Campana.
Well, the exterior turned out just like I imagined, but it's the interior that would benefit.
Production designer Gregory Philip Wilson.
Well, you can send me the drawings if you'd like. I can take a look. But I am not coming to Freeland.
Why not?
My job, for one.
Plus, director of photography Michael Chien.
Sustainable housing pitch.
All right, fashion project.
Co-executive producers,
I'm
Joseph Wilka.
I'm sure the firm would approve of you taking this project.
Lisa Alfred.
It would bring them good recognition and more importantly...
Executive producers, Andrew C. Aaron, Oliver DeKegney.
You have grand visions, and you have the talent...
Executive producer, Timothy O. Johnson.
And Freeland's royal family has their hands in projects all over the world.
Who knows where this might take your career?
Producers, Josie Fitzgerald, Stéphane Grégoire. Written by Keith Hemstreet, Catherine Ray, and Kate Somerville. A plane lands on a snow-covered runway. The car moves along a gray ribbon of highway through a wintry mountainscape. Directed by Marita Jane Grabyuk. Ava rides in the back seat. She texts Carl, almost there. Ava's ride pulls up in front of the ice castle. A valet opens the door for her. Ava climbs out. Ava.
Thank you.
She comes around to greet her waiting uncle.
Oh.
Carl.
Ava.
Hi.
It's so good to see you.
So good to see you, Uncle Carl.
They embrace.
So, what do you think of the Winter Castle?
This place is incredible. Your photo doesn't even do it justice. It feels like I'm in the North Pole.
Not far off. Let me show you around. There's work to be done.
Now inside the glowing ice castle.
So tell me more about this tradition. I tried to look it up online, but I couldn't find anything about it.
Well, every year since 1857, a winter castle has been built for Freeland's royal family right before Christmas. Different location every year. No one knows where, but usually near one of their royal manors. Yeah, it's meant to be a getaway for the royal family, an escape.
Uncle Carl walks with a cane.
Place where they can set aside the pressures of their daily lives.
I love that.
Oh, and this day culminates with the Royal Christmas Ball. Intimate affair, mostly family. And whoever the prince's girlfriend is at the time.
Oh, he's that kind of prince, huh?
Well, if you believe the tabloids, but who am I to say? In our interactions, he's been very professional, if a little tightly wound, but... He certainly knows what he wants. He's requested a few specs for the interior. I could really use your help with it.
Well, I'm happy to help you.
Ava, I feel like I might be in over my head on this one.
Uncle Carl, come on. You got this, and I got you.
Thank you, Ava. Mm-hmm. Your vote of confidence means a lot.
They walk through the arched hallway.
It's beautiful.
Filled with a purple-blue light.
And here we are, back at the atrium.
They stop in front of a portrait.
Who's this?
Two men with a woman in the center.
That's Prince Henry. You don't recognize him?
Why would I recognize him?
One of Society Magazine's 50 most eligible bachelors.
Come on, you know I don't follow that stuff.
Ava stares at the portrait.
Well, it appears that you recognize what all the fuss is about.
Yeah, looks don't make a man, Uncle Carl. Unfortunately, I had to learn that the hard
way. A snooty woman.
Excuse me.
Appears.
Mrs. Newton, this is my niece I was telling you about. Ava, this is Brigitta. She's the director of operations for the royal family.
Hi, I'm Ava.
Ava holds out her hand. It's... Brigitte ignores it. Ava waves.
Ava is a very well-known architect. She has a creativity and a talent that is unmatched in our...
Brigitte.
It will take far more than that to please the royal family.
Oh, Brigitte.
Mrs. Newton.
Mrs. Newton, I can assure you that I'm simply here just to help with the finishing touches of my Uncle Carl's spectacular creation. And I'm sure the royal family will be very pleased.
Let's hope so. One more thing. Gawking at Prince Henry's portrait is highly frowned upon.
I wasn't gawking.
Oh, your mouth was agape.
Ava covers her mouth.
The highest level of decorum is expected of all of those in the presence of the royal family.
Of course.
Good day.
Brigitte goes off.
Wow, she's a breath of frosty Arctic air, isn't she?
Yes, but just please don't ruffle her feathers.
I'll do my best.
Thank you, love. Now, let's get you settled into your room. Good night's sleep. Tomorrow's a big day.
Ava takes a last look at the handsome prince in the portrait. Wide shot of the city. Now in a large room with antiques and thick carpet.
Nasty breakup.
Prince Henry.
What do they know about it?
Advisor.
Apparently, everything.
Henry holds a tabloid.
They just make this stuff up.
Friorland Daily.
You know that.
Be that as it may, I don't believe it would require great effort on your part to imagine how the king and queen feel about this.
They're the ones who forced me into the relationship with Astrid to begin with.
Forced is a rather strong word. Lady Astrid is an educated and worldly woman of the highest caliber. That's to say nothing of her attractiveness.
Are those the criteria for an ideal spouse, Deputy Pontria?
I cannot say, Your Highness. As you are aware, despite being well into my 40s, marriage has, as of yet, eluded me.
Well, don't give up, my friend. Your soulmate's out there somewhere.
Thank you, Your Highness. But if I may return to the pressing issues at hand, damage control and...
Bontrier looks at Henry.
And now that you and Astrid are no longer together, who do you intend to ask to the Christmas ball?
Now back at the ice castle. Ava pulls aside a curtain and Carl and Ava step into her room. Fairies and flowers are carved into the walls. Carl.
You're home away from home.
Ava.
It's like a dream.
The bed is a block of ice with furs thrown over it. Ava picks up a stuffed polar bear.
I remembered how much you liked teddy bears when you were a kid.
It's a polar bear.
Carl boops its nose. Ava embraces Carl. Now wearing hard hats, Ava and Carl work on the ice castle. Using tools, they carve the ice. Next, the royal residence, a corridor. Henry walks with his parents. The Queen.
Henry, how are things shaping up for our time at the Winter Castle?
Henry.
Well, the annual address to the nation is coming along. I have some talking points, at least, but still need some work, that's for sure. But I get it done. And is there something else in need of shaping
the King.
Up?
I think what your mother is delicately getting at is, do you have a date for the winter ball or not?
King and Queen walk arm in arm.
At this moment...
Bontrier appears.
I do not.
They stop.
Henry.
Maybe I don't want a date. Maybe it's best I attend alone.
I would not advise it.
Bontrier.
Nor would I, Your Highness.
Why?
It opens you up to speculation.
Speculation? Of what? That I'm single?
That maybe you're unable of finding a woman worthy of one day becoming queen.
Well, so far that's been true. Thank you, Bontrier.
Your Majesties.
Bontrier bows out.
Well, there'll be no press at the Winter Castle, so who's going to speculate?
Henry, you know how these things get out.
Well, let's not worry too much. If you don't find a date, I can help. I know of a lovely young lady who's just moved back.
Mother, come on, please. So the two of you were high school sweethearts. No one set you up. You just was meant to be.
They look at each other lovingly.
Mother, you fell in love with Dad before you even knew he was future king. And Dad, you said the moment you met Mother, there was an instant connection.
Every word of what you just said
is absolutely true.
They kiss.
I just wish everyone would just relax and give me a little space, because maybe one day I'll be lucky enough to find what you two have.
Give it time.
We'll take our coats, please.
Now back at the ice castle, work continues. Carl.
Okay, everyone. The moment of truth is fast approaching. The royal family is en route. Ava, have you ever pulled it off?
Ava.
Yeah, I think it turned out pretty well.
Pretty well. It turned out beautifully. And just in time. The royal family's gonna be here any minute.
Oh, good. I want to show you this one thing over here.
Okay.
The gradient. It might need a little bit of work.
Now Ava, Carl, Brigitta, and everyone else are outside awaiting the arrival of the royal family. A motorcade pulls up in front of the ice castle. Von Trier blows into a horn. The royals get out of the vehicles and look at the castle. The queen.
Oh my goodness, they've outdone themselves.
Ava to a woman standing beside her.
Hi, I'm Ava.
Hi, I'm Maria.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
So, do you work for the royal family?
I do. I assist with the travel.
Well, but you must know Brigitta.
She's my boss.
She's a lovely lady.
Someone opens a vehicle door and Prince Henry steps out. Ava looks at him. Henry notices Ava. Carl approaches.
Mrs. Jensen.
Henry.
Prince Henry.
Shakes Carl's hand. Henry looks at Ava. Ava looks back at Henry. Henry.
What you built here is absolutely marvelous. I couldn't imagine a more perfect winter castle.
Carl.
I'm overjoyed that you like it, Your Highness, and I hope you enjoy your stay.
Henry glances over at Ava. She looks away self-consciously.
Yes, I believe I will.
Brigitta.
Prince Henry.
Ah, Mr. Newton. How do you do?
Ava.
Who's that with the mare?
Maria.
Oh, that's Sigrid. Brigitta's daughter.
Sigrid is introduced to Henry.
I think she's secretly plotting to get her together with Prince Henry.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we all thought he'd make Astrid a princess, but...
And which one is Astrid?
Prince Henry's girlfriend. Or ex. He just broke it off with her, and now he's single again.
Brigitta.
Do you remember my daughter, Sigrid?
Henry.
Yes, of course. Sigrid. Last time I saw you, we were children, if I remember correctly.
Sigrid.
Yes, we were 10. The same year my mother started working for the royal family. You may recall, she attended boarding school with the Queen.
Yes, I'm aware.
Sigrid was sent to Tarsus at Luguano. After her father died, and I was full-time in service.
Well, you've grown into a beautiful woman since then.
Thank you.
We may be watching history unfold. He looks rather enamored.
Sigrid just completed her degree at the Sorbonne and has decided to move back to Fjordland full-time.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Shall we all go inside?
Yes, yes.
Wonderful. Come, darling.
Shall we?
Everyone heads inside. Now Brigitta and Sigrid escort Henry into his room. A fire burns brightly in the enclosed fireplace. Henry looks around. Henry.
This is wonderful.
Brigitta.
You are pleased.
That might be the coolest room I've ever stayed in. Excuse the pun.
Oh. That's funny.
We will leave you be then, Your Highness.
Brigitta starts to leave. Sigrid.
Unless there's any other way I could be of service.
Sigrid smiles awkwardly.
No, I think I'm all set.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very well. Well, I hope to see you again shortly, Your Highness.
Yes.
Sigrid bows and goes off. She meets up with her mother in the doorway. They share a moment. Brigitte draws the velvet curtains. Now Prince Henry walks through the ice castle. He enters the slide room. He approaches Ava, working there. Henry.
Excuse me?
Startles her.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
Ava.
Sorry, I get a little jumpy when people sneak up from behind me.
Well, I really am sorry.
It's okay.
Ava moves forward.
You're the niece of Carl Jensen, an architect, yourself.
Ava turns back.
You are inquiring about me?
Well, I know everyone else here, and I'll stay at the Winter Castle as an intimate affair.
Oh, of course.
But you, I haven't met yet.
Ava.
Ava holds out her hand.
Delighted. Your uncle has done some wonderful work for us over the years.
That's why. Nearby, Brigitte watches them chatting.
Well, thank you. And he's incredibly grateful. We both are.
I think it's wonderful that you can both work in such a unique project together.
You know, it's strange. It's almost like fate has brought us here to do this.
Fate?
Mm-hmm.
How so?
Well, when I was a little kid, we used to build snow castles together in the backyard over Christmas.
Really?
In fact, they were a little bit taller than you, but as a little kid, they seemed like they were gigantic. And I remember just sitting inside of them, and I would just dream about being a princess off away in a winter wonderland. It's one of my favorite holiday memories.
She looks at Henry. Their eyes meet. She looks away.
Sorry, I'm oversharing.
No, not at all. Your uncle said that this ice slide is your design.
Henry looks at the slide.
Yes. Yes, it is. You want to give it a try?
Oh, no. No.
I thought you were the one that requested it.
No. For the children, of course.
Well, you're never too old to go down a slide. Come on.
Ava heads up to the top of the slide. Henry follows.
It'll be fun. Just follow me up these stairs.
Wow.
Watch your head,
incredible.
And you'll sit right directly behind me.
Sit right
yes,
behind
careful.
You.
Ava sits down on the slide.
Sits down here.
Henry sits down behind
right.
her.
One, two, three.
Oh.
They slide down together.
Whoa,
they reach the bottom. They look up to see Von Tyr. Henry and Ava get to their feet.
Oh. Von Tyr.
Von Tyr.
It's Henry.
Yes.
Your presence has been requested by Her Majesty the Queen. We have some scheduling to review back at the Royal Manor, but now it's time for the annual Christmas photo.
Oh, of course it is. Please tell them I'm on my way.
Von Tyr bows out.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Duty calls, Miss Jensen. But it has been...
He takes her hand.
An absolute pleasure.
She steps down from the slide.
Your Highness.
See you soon.
Henry goes off. Brigitte turns away disapprovingly. Now the royal family is photographed. They stand near a horse and carriage. They pose for photos. Meanwhile, somewhere outside, Ava warms her hands by a fire. Carl approaches.
Ava.
Carl.
Sweetheart. So glad I found you. We need to talk.
Ava.
What's the matter?
There's been some rumblings among the staff that the prince may have a thing for you.
What type of a thing?
An interest. Apparently he took an immediate liking to you.
That's ridiculous.
I know you're a humble young lady, but anyone with any sense could see why that might be true. My personal policy is to not mingle with the royals, unless it's absolutely necessary. And I'm not telling you how to live your life. You're an adult, you can make your own decisions. I guess I'm just saying to be careful. A slight misstep could have
disastrous consequences for both of us.
Uncle Carl, I can assure you that my loyalty is to you and my career, I promise.
You've grown into such a wise and talented woman, as I knew you would. I gotta run. Love you.
Love you.
Okay.
Now Ava enters the castle. Brigitta.
A moment, Miss Jensen. Please.
Ava.
Brigitta, I didn't see you over there, otherwise I would have stopped and happily exchanged pleasantries.
You weren't planning on retiring?
Maybe.
Considering the lucrative contract you are being paid for your creative services, I hope you understand that you are on call, as you Americans say.
Of course, yes. What did you have in mind?
I have a job that requires your creativity and talents.
Please do tell.
Now at a barn workshop. Brigitta leads Ava into the workshop. Ava.
Housing for the royal pooches?
Brigitta.
Bjorn, Gram, Knud, Kolk, and Ul. Go on, write it down.
And you said that there's five of them.
Yes.
And they each need their own separate dwelling.
Is that a problem?
No, not at all. Just none of this was in the plans.
It was a last-minute addition. The king and queen weren't planning on bringing the royal pooches, but I said you must. They will be in their element. And they said, Brigitta, you are right, as it is your habit to be. The pooches arrive in 3 days from now. You can use whatever you need in the warehouse. As for workers to help you build, well, I must leave that to you.
I don't think that there's going to be much time to do this.
Not much time at all. I expect this will consume you from this moment forward. Good day, Miss Jensen. And good luck.
Brigitta goes off.
Need? How do you even spell that?
Back in her room, Ava works. Now back at the royal estate. Henry reads a tabloid article to Vontier.
It appeared Prince Henry was captivated by the ravishing Sigrid Newton, only recently returned to Friorland after graduating from Sorbonne as the daughter of Brigitta Newton, a longtime member of the royal staff and daughter of the late Duke Thorkin Newton. She's accustomed to the royal way of life. With Astrid cast out, it seems Sigrid is next up. And public opinion is that she is very well suited to be the future princess. I have a brief chat with the woman, and the press is ready to crown her the next queen. It's mad.
Frontier.
The press did have a keen observation.
And what was that?
That Sigrid is well groomed for this sort of life.
Well, I'd rather someone who's right for me, not just this life.
All I'm saying is it wouldn't hurt to give Sigrid a chance. If you have common interests, if your personalities mesh, you might ask her to the Christmas ball.
Oh, Andrea. Oh.
Henry walks away. Maple syrup drips from a spigot into a bucket hung on a tree. Sigrid and Henry walk in the woods. Sigrid.
This is lovely.
It is.
Sigrid.
You know, when I was little, I spent countless hours thinking of what sort of princess or queen I'd be.
Did you?
Of course. All girls did. I think I'd want to be like Queen Christina of Sweden. She was quite intellectual. Did you know she had Rene Descartes in her court?
Cognito ergo sum. I think, therefore I am.
Oui. Je pense donc je suis. He was quite incredible. I mean, first he invented analytical geometry, and then skepticism, which is now an essential part of scientific theory. Yes. He was amazing.
Yes. But Queen Christina lives so extravagantly, she nearly bankrupted the country.
Well, you can't fault her for that.
Henry looks at Sigrid.
All right, well, she was the most learned woman of the 17th century.
Yes, she was in good company with Marie Antoinette.
Now you're touching on something that I despise about monarchies.
What is that?
They have a history of beheading their wives. Did you know that King Henry VIII of England beheaded two of his wives?
So that is a rather morbid bit of history. I suppose it's a good thing monarchies frown upon such things these days.
In all seriousness, what would happen to a princess or queen if she didn't give birth to a boy? Is she banished in your country?
No, the royal family would celebrate the baby girl. Princess soon to rule as queen, just like Queen Elizabeth in England.
Kings aren't as important as the title implies. What makes you ask those questions?
Well, I have 17 cousins. All but one are female. With 6 nieces, no nephews. It seems it's in my family's lot to have girls.
You know what? I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Perhaps, yes.
Yeah.
They continue walking. Now back at the barn workshop, Ava shows Carl her plans. Ava.
So there's still a work in progress, but I think they'll meet royal family's expectations.
Carl.
They'll exceed them. In the field of architecture, I am convinced you can do just about anything and do it exceptionally well.
I also wanted to design this gateway that frames the canal area. Mm-hmm. A design that really, you know, embodies the local environment.
Oh, you should go take a look in the chapel. It might give you some ideas.
Okay.
Hey, I would stay and help if I didn't have to tend to every detail of the Winter Castle.
No, we're a team. That's why I'm here. So go, focus on what you need to.
Okay, good. Cool.
Carl checks his phone.
Deputy Von Trier, I gotta run.
Go, I got this.
All right. Hello.
Carl answers his phone.
No, I just stepped away for a couple of minutes. I'll be right there.
Now in the castle chapel, Ava enters to find Henry sitting alone on a bench. A swirling whirlpool design adorns the nave. Henry turns to see Ava approach. Henry.
Miss Jensen.
Ava looks away, then turns back. Ava.
Hi. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. Please, join me if you have a moment.
They walk toward the nave.
This chapel was built for my cousin. He's getting married here after the holidays.
His fiancée is such a wonderful woman. They're a great couple. You know, the kind of couples who seem to complement each other so perfectly.
Yeah, I have some friends like that.
Have you ever been in a relationship yourself like that?
No. Have you?
No. Not yet.
They look at the swirl.
Interesting design, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so unique.
It was my cousin's vision, but your uncle helped execute it perfectly. Mm. It's a representative of the landscape. It's very important to a culture. Constantly in flux and change. The snow, glaciers, and the storms will blow so hard you can hardly see your hand when you hold it in front of you. It's all part of what makes us who we are.
And who's that?
Fjordlanders.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yes. We're strong and resilient people. People that help each other when times are tough. But we also truly appreciate nature and will fight to protect it.
Isn't it interesting how the landscape that we grow up around really influences us? Where I grew up really inspired my passion for architecture, especially for sustainable housing.
Where were you raised?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Strong Nordic roots.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I grew up around snow and the cold.
Von Trier approaches.
Oh, you'll feel right at home here.
Von Trier.
Your Highness.
There are a few matters of varying urgency that require your attention.
Always. Thank you.
Von Trier goes off.
It's nice to see you again, Miss Jensen.
Ava. You can call me Ava.
Okay. Ava. I'll see you soon.
Prince Henry goes off. Now the royal family is cross-country skiing. The Queen.
Oh, do try to keep up, dear. I know you much prefer the great indoors, but this is the reason why we're here. For the invigoration of it all.
The King, struggling.
Yes, darling. Remember that I do love the idea of cross-country skiing a bit more than the activity itself, which I feel has been vastly over-romanticized.
Hidden in the trees, a photographer photographs them.
Now that we're all here, just the three of us, I do feel like it's absolutely wonderful.
Oh,
Henry.
I don't think it was just the three of us.
He looks toward the woods.
Apparently our location was leaked. It must be the guy who took the photo of me talking with Sigrid.
Oh, well, you know how to handle this. Just ignore him.
I've been doing that my whole life, Mother. It takes its toll.
Well, come on, cheer up. This is a great opportunity for outdoor sport, and it is my favorite time of the year.
Mine too, Mother.
And we have a lovely dinner planned for tonight at the Royal Manor. A traditional meal, great conversation, a glass of wine, just what you need. And we've invited Sigrid as our guest. Just so the two of you can be reacquainted.
Well, we've already been reacquainted.
Oh, have you?
We went for a walk together, arranged by Von Trier and orchestrated by you and Brigitte, I'm sure.
Well, and how did it go?
Well, she wondered if it'd be problematic if she only birthed females.
Well, you can't fault a girl for thinking ahead.
Come on, Mother.
Oh, she was probably just nervous. Anyway, enough of this. There'll be plenty of time to talk about all sorts of things at dinner. You've been awfully stressed lately, more so than normal.
Yeah, I just have a lot on my mind.
Son, as a hereditary royal, you above all people know our obligations. We must keep up our traditions. We're a small but vital country. What do we have if we don't have tradition?
And we do understand that it can be overwhelming at times.
Yes, but you must be able to control it. And the impact it has on you.
Oh, easier said than done.
Yes. Well, so is cross-country skiing. But practice makes perfect.
Listen, the rest of the day is yours. Go relax. Or better yet, go have some fun.
Yes. Maybe I will.
Come on.
Actually, I would love a brandy after this.
They head off on their skis. Now back in his room, Henry sits in an armchair, warming himself by the fire. Then he's back out in the castle. Henry greets Carl. Henry.
Oh, Mr. Jensen.
Carl.
Prince Henry. I was wondering if you've seen Ava around.
Yes. Why? Are you looking for her?
Yes, I am. In fact, which is why I'm asking.
Of course. Yes. She's tending to a project in the workshop.
Great. Thank you.
Henry goes off.
Okay, well, she's very busy, though. She's got a lot of work to do.
Later, the barn workshop. Henry enters, once again startling Ava. Henry.
Ava?
Ava.
Oh. You really like to sneak up on people, don't you?
It's not intentional. I promise.
How can I help you?
I have a proposal.
A proposal?
Look, the Winter Castle is supposed to be a getaway. But I can hardly turn around without bumping into someone who needs something from me. So, I was wondering if you might want to, take a break and get away for a few hours.
To do what?
To escape all of this and just have some fun.
I mean, you do make a good point. But if Brigitte found out I left and went somewhere with you when I'm on this deadline, she would be
off with her head.
Don't worry about Brigitte.
But I have to make these pooch palaces in the next day. I can't just leave.
That's what you're working on.
Yeah. Actually, I would love to get your feedback. Do you mind taking a look?
No.
Great.
Henry looks at the drawings.
These are spectacular.
Really?
Yeah. Most impressive doghouses I have ever seen. I love the gated archway. But I have a bit of news for you. The Royal Pooches, they are not coming to the Winter Castle.
What? But Brigida said that they were. I mean, I've done all this work.
Yes, well, she suggested to my mother, who, of course, agreed, but I put an end to it. I love the dogs. I know them better than anyone. They're much happier back home. But these are so spectacular. I think they should be built for a primary residence. But they're not pressing. So just like that, magic. I cleared your schedule.
Oh, Your Highness.
Oh, please. Call me Henry.
It seems so informal, though.
I prefer informal.
Okay. Henry.
They shake gloved hands.
Ava. Would you be so kind as to accompany me in an adventure?
Ava nods.
Sure.
Great. See you soon.
See you.
Henry exits the workshop. Ava grins to herself. Now Ava and Maria warm their hands at an outdoor fire. Ava.
Can I ask your advice on something?
Maria.
Prince Henry asked me if I wanted to go on an adventure with him.
He asked you on a date?
No, it's not a date.
It sounds like a date.
So you think it's a bad idea?
How many girls in their lifetime get to say they went on a date with a prince?
I'm not trying to complicate things. I am here to do my job, help my uncle, building my resume. I don't need to get sidetracked.
I'm sorry, I think I'm missing something. I thought we were discussing going on a date with Prince Henry.
I have a very specific life plan, and it does not involve getting mixed up with princes.
No offense, but you're sounding a little type A right now.
Type A?
Mm-hmm. But I know there's also a playful side to you. I heard about you and the prince on the ice slide. Trust me, people do not interact with him that way. I think that's why he wants to spend more time with you. And I have no idea why you wouldn't want to spend more time with him.
It's not like I don't think he's attractive. I do. He just got out of a relationship, and Sigrid has made it very clear that she is ready and willing to fill that void as of immediately.
Look, I know the tabloids give him a hard time over his failed relationships and all that, but I've been around him quite a bit over the years. Prince Henry is a gentleman with a good heart. He really cares for people. It's not just an act. It's real.
I don't know.
You're overthinking this?
Maybe. I mean, he did only say it was going to be a few hours, so...
You asked me for my advice, so I'm going to give it to you. Go on this date. I think you'd regret it one day if you didn't.
Maybe.
Great.
Mm-hmm. A little later, inside the ice castle, Ava sneaks around the corner wearing sunglasses and a toque. Outside the barn workshop, Henry puts a picnic basket in a horse-drawn sled. Ava approaches with her hood up. Ava.
Take me away.
Henry turns toward her.
Do I know you?
She takes off her shades and pushes back her hood.
And he's funny, too.
Well, I'm not known for my humor, but you seem to bring it out of me.
She notices something.
I'm sorry, what is that for?
A scabbard.
Oh, in case we run into a polar bear. It's just to, scare them off. Yeah, one warning shot just sends them running. It's to keep us and the polar bear safe. I know how much you love them. Come on. You'll be safe with me, I promise.
I trust you.
They get into the back seat of the sleigh. The driver moves on. Next, back at the royal residence, the dining room. Brigida puts Henry and Sigrid's place names beside each other. Sigrid.
Beautiful.
Brigida.
Since your grandfather, the Duke, died, and we lost all peerages, I have strived to regain our family's nobility. Oh, you must remember, Sigrid, you are no commoner. You are as worthy of becoming princess as anyone. So, let's make the most of this dinner tonight.
Sigrid.
You have done your part, Mother.
And now, I shall do mine.
Sigrid goes off.
All right. Wonderful.
Brigitte follows her. Ava.
Wow, your country really is a perfect winter wonderland.
Henry.
How do you think so? I love it out here this time of year.
I can see why.
They ride in the sleigh.
Oh, what's this?
Some local architecture. That's a fishing
hat. A fishing hat.
I love the design. Functional. I feel like we're in our own private snow globe.
Hope you're not getting too cold.
No.
Snow White wolves look at them from the woods.
Look at this, over here.
Oh, they're so cute.
Henry looks through binoculars. He hands them to Ava.
Yeah.
What are they?
Reindeer. Must have heard there was a special guest in town.
Wow.
She looks at the reindeer. The sled moves on. They arrive at a stone cottage and get out of the sleigh.
This setting is incredible.
Also, you're not disappointed.
What? How could I be disappointed?
Well, I thought maybe you were expecting a royal accommodation, you know.
It's like out of a fairy tale.
Ah, well, it's gonna get dark soon, and I have a few things to set up, so come on.
What? What things?
Now back at the royal residence. Everyone is seated at the dining table. The king sits at the head of the table. The opposite chair is empty. The queen touches her husband's hand. Queen.
It's possible he got the time mixed up.
King.
Possible. Well, I have a feeling it's something else.
Oh, dear.
The king nods. Von Trier gets up.
Well, heaven knows what's keeping. Go to Henry's room and find out what's detaining.
Von Trier nods and bows out.
Oh, Sigrid, tell me, did you have an opportunity to explore the grounds?
Sigrid.
Yes, I did, actually, with the prince. It's quite lovely, lovely property you have.
Brigitte gets up.
Thank you.
It's wonderful out there. You know, I myself actually went on a bit of an exploratory trip.
Von Trier walks through the icy hallway. He looks into the prince's room.
Prince Henry?
He enters the room.
Prince Henry?
Henry isn't there. Next in the chapel, Von Trier on the phone.
Okay, call me if you hear anything.
He hangs up. Brigitte enters.
Mrs. Newton.
Brigitte.
Sigrid was wondering if, after dinner, we could get her some additional time with the prince. I was thinking a nightcap at our ice bar. Just the two of them. I believe if we give them a little more time, things will run their natural course.
I don't think that will be possible.
Why not?
At this hour, it is unlikely the prince will turn up.
Well, where is he?
We don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
The prince, Mrs. Newton, is missing.
Oh.
Now Brigitte looks into Ava's room.
Ava? Ava, are you in there? It's Brigitte.
She enters the room.
Ava?
Where are you?
Back in the dining room. The king.
Perhaps more wine.
Oh, yes, please.
Von Trier returns to whisper to the king.
Prince Henry, he's, gone.
Queen.
Gone?
Gone where? I've searched all over. He's nowhere to be found. I believe he has left the premises, possibly with the American girl, Ava, as she also seems to be unaccounted for.
Well, our son is vulnerable. I'm afraid he could easily be manipulated. I don't know Ava, but American girls can be quite cunning when they see something they want.
Yes, I've heard this about these American women.
Maria looks uncomfortable.
What would you like me to do?
I suggest you find a little bit more out about this Ava character. Try and ascertain what her motives might be.
Yes, your majesties.
I do apologize, but it seems my son's duties, of which he has many, are going to detain him permanently from dinner. But I suggest that we eat.
Yes.
Tell the chef we're ready, please.
Now inside the stone cottage. A small Christmas tree softly glows. Henry lays out a picnic on a fur rug on the floor. He crosses to Ava, who's drawing in her sketchbook. He looks at the sketch. Henry.
Interesting. Is that for the firm you work for in America?
Ava.
Nope. It's personal. These are my mock-ups for a sustainable housing community. My country is becoming less affordable for lower-income families, so it's a project I'm hoping to launch soon.
It's more than just your country. But turning crisis into creation. I'd like to learn more about that topic. Over dinner. May I?
You may.
He takes her sketchbook and sets it aside. Ava stands and Henry leads her to the picnic. She looks at the elegant display.
Wow, unbelievable. And flowers, too.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Please take a seat.
They both take a seat on the floor.
Look at this incredible spread.
May I pour you a glass of wine?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
Henry picks up the corkscrew. He fumbles with it.
I've got this. No problem.
You don't know how to open a bottle of wine.
How dare you suggest something that's absolutely true? Here. No, I don't.
He gives her the bottle.
You were close.
And yeah. Corkscrew.
You sort of have. Yes, you're supposed to take off the wrapper first. Okay. And you twist it about halfway.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Ava gives him the bottle.
To the rescue. I must admit, I am lacking many basic life skills. Skål, which means cheers in Fjordlandic, Swedish, and Icelandic.
Skål.
They drink.
So, tell me a little more about yourself.
What do you want to know?
Let's start with something easy, like, who is Ava Jensen?
Well, I guess a woman who loves architecture, and I guess really wants to make a difference in the world.
In what way?
Do something good for this planet, help people. And who knows, maybe that's by creating this green, sustainable commuting housing project. Ultimately, yes, I would like to find a partner and start a family. But maybe one day.
Those are wonderful desires to have.
They notice a greenish glow through the window.
Oh.
What is that?
You have to come outside to see this. Come on.
What is that?
They step outside the decorated cottage. They look up at the sky. The aurora borealis glows.
Wow, it's incredible.
One of Earth's most magnificent displays. Our Viking ancestors believed these lights were earthly manifestations of the gods.
What would happen if I made a wish under the northern lights?
I don't know. You should try and find out.
Okay.
You'll have to tell me if it comes true.
Shh. Only if you're lucky.
Next, the royal residence. Brigitte descends the stairs. Brigitte.
You needed to see me.
Von Trier.
Email me Ava Jensen's file right away.
Happily.
Back in the dining room. King.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, your queen and I would like to sincerely thank you for joining us for dinner. And apologies once more for our son's absent-mindedness.
Sigrid.
Surely his responsibilities overwhelmed him.
Queen.
Indeed.
Yes.
Thank you for your understanding.
Of course. If you'll please excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Sigrid and Maria leave the table. Maria.
How did you enjoy dinner, Miss Newton? Have a good evening, Maria.
Sigrid goes off haughtily. Now Henry and Ava have returned to the barn. Henry.
Thank you for getting away with me. It's just what I needed.
Ava.
Thank you for inviting me. I had a really nice time.
I'd like to see you again. But tomorrow I'm going to be in hiding for most of the day.
Is everything okay?
Yes, this year I'm giving the annual address to the nation. I haven't finished my speech yet, and it's being broadcast in 2 days across the country.
Sounds like a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is. But it is an opportunity for us to show our gratitude for the previous year and to set the tone for the years to come.
Well, let me know if you need my help.
I'm just going to find a quiet place so I can finish it. I just don't want people to think I'm reading it.
Ava picks up the flower bouquet.
And to know it coming from the heart.
From the picnic.
I just have to rehearse quite a bit. Anyway, so I don't mean to burden you with all this stuff here.
I'm just saying I'm happy to lend you an ear.
Are you sure?
After I check with my uncle and I make sure he doesn't need anything, and as long as Brigitte doesn't give me 100 more tasks.
Well, you do have a royal immunity from Brigitte. And yes, as long as your uncle has everything under control, I'd love it if you were with me.
Together, they walk away from the sleigh. Meanwhile, in his office, von Trier checks out Ava's file. He looks at his laptop screen. He reads her credentials. Brigitte and Sigrid enter. Brigitte.
I just received word the prince has returned.
Sigrid.
This is embarrassing. I'm not quite sure how to handle this. Please inform His Highness that I am indisposed.
Von Trier.
Certainly. I shall handle it.
Von Trier exits the office, sliding the doors almost closed. Henry enters the Great Hall. Von Trier greets him.
Your Highness.
Sigrid and Brigitte run to the crack in the door to listen. Henry.
Von Trier.
Where, may I ask, have you been?
You sound like my parents when I was a teenager.
Well, it's about to get worse. We've been searching all of God's frozen hectare for you. You can't just up and leave without telling anyone where you were going.
Okay, I apologize.
And you missed the dinner. The king and queen were beside themselves with worry.
Was it worry or disappointment?
It was both. Poor Sigrid, sitting all alone. She expected you there. She was disappointed.
Where did he say he was?
Well, I am sorry I missed dinner. Wasn't my intention to hurt anyone. Please explain to Sigrid that something very important came up.
When I do, shall I include an invitation to the Christmas ball?
What did he say? I don't know, darling. Quiet.
Oh, Von Trier. I'm beginning to see why marriage has eluded you. Just lighten up a little bit. It'll do you some good. I'm off to the Winter Castle.
Is it the American girl?
I don't know.
She's so unrefined, Mother.
I know.
And I spent all that time on my posture.
Henry hears the whispers.
What was that?
What was what?
He tries to look beyond Von Trier.
Oh, they see us. Let's go.
Sigrid and Brigitte scurry away.
Prince, wait. You never told me where you were.
Good night, Deputy Von Trier.
Henry walks away. Now the snow-covered landscape of Fjordland. The next day. Later that evening, in their respective rooms, Ava and Henry lay on their ice beds. Simultaneously, they both sit up in bed. Next in the ice castle lobby, Ava joins Uncle Carl for a drink. They sit at a table made of ice. A server brings them a tea service. Carl.
The request didn't come from Brigitte, did it?
Ava.
No, why?
I think the reason she gave you the doghouse assignment in the first place was to keep you occupied and away from the prince.
Well, that sure backfired.
How do you mean?
It doesn't matter. I just wanted to make sure it's okay with you, that you don't need me before I commit.
Well, if the royal family requested your services, and it's within reason, then by all means, commit. You know, I think for the first time since we started the Winter Castle, I feel like everything's in order.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
So what did they request?
It wasn't as much of a request as I offered to help.
Oh, to do what and for whom?
Prince Henry with his speech.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He said he wanted to go somewhere private, just the two of us.
Just two of you? Doesn't that seem a little intimate?
Uncle Carl, I'm a professional.
Okay, I believe you. It's what other people will believe that concerns me.
I think the prince is just comfortable around me because I'm not in his royal circle.
I know, and I know you're a professional. I am wary of you getting too close. I would hate to see you get hurt.
Uncle Carl, you know what I've been through. If I can make it through that, then trust me, I can make it through anything.
Ava drinks her tea. The royal residence, morning. Henry.
The general idea of the message I want to convey.
The dining room.
I just can't seem to get it across.
Henry works on his speech. Ava sits at the dining table.
Why don't you tell me about these sketches I keep seeing you make?
Ava.
No, this is not why we're here.
No, but I need a break, okay? So, please, show me.
I guess the theme of it is, the unpredictability of life. I mean, sometimes you think you have everything you need, and then all of a sudden your life just gets flipped, turned upside down. These sketches are shelters or dwellings that can be built quickly and inexpensively after natural disasters. To keep the cost down, we would use discarded materials such as recycled corking for the floor, pressing newspapers into wood, and shipping containers that can be turned into dwellings. Things like that.
Interesting. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's not only designed to put a roof over someone's head, but they also provide comfort. The architect, Shiguru Ban, he has been building structures like this in places that have been hit by hurricanes and earthquakes.
I'm familiar with some of his work.
Yeah, he's brilliant. I mean, I've basically just taken his idea and expanded it.
This is extraordinary, Ava.
Thank you.
And it just gave me an idea.
Really?
Yes. This is good.
Henry sits and writes.
Yeah, no, you've inspired a bit of a breakthrough.
In his office, Van Trier sits at his desk. He Googles Ava on speed search. Van Trier reads through the search results. Now he searches Ava Rose Jensen, Minneapolis. One of the links reads, "Financial fraudster sees his day in court." He clicks on the link. The article shows Ava and a man exiting a building. Ava hides behind sunglasses. The man holds up a defensive hand. Van Trier reads the article. Now at the fire pit outside the ice castle. Henry works on his speech.
And one of the finest
with Ava
public education systems in the world.
Due to various various global circumstances.
What's wrong?
I've never been comfortable giving speeches. I just get really nervous, and the back of my neck and my shoulders cramp up.
Well, you shouldn't be so stressed, because you're actually a very good speaker.
I appreciate that.
You know, I think I may have seen a hot tub earlier.
Oh, yes. Us Friolanders take a hot tubbing quite seriously.
She looks at him expectantly.
Are you suggesting we go for a soak?
Yeah, I think it'll be good for you to take a hot tub. It'll relax you, be good for your muscles.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Sounds great.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Next, they soak in the outdoor hot tub.
Mm.
Ava.
This water feels amazing.
This was a good call.
I think so.
A blue-hooded attendant sets out towels. Henry.
You know, if you're here any longer, I'd take you up north to the Thermal Lagoons.
Who knows? Maybe I'll come back.
I'm really starting to take a liking to your country.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it's settled, then. You must return. I have so much more I want to show you.
Mind you, our country is about the same size of the state of Vermont, so it wouldn't take long to see it all.
A tour of Frioland by the prince himself. Who would pass that up?
Well, it would not be wise to do so.
No, it wouldn't.
Wide shot of the snowy landscape.
You probably feel good, not as stiff.
The road of the hot tub.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you for that suggestion.
A paparazzi snaps photos.
Please, just ignore him.
Ava pulls up her hood.
I thought this place was private.
Yeah, it was. Someone must just tipped him off, I guess.
Prince Henry.
Paparazzi.
Is this your new girlfriend?
Please, just respect our privacy. We're just friends.
Can you just give me her name for the caption?
Look, you're not permitted to be here, so I suggest you leave. If I see you again, I'll have you escorted off the premises.
I'm sorry. I'm only trying to support my family.
The paparazzi goes off. Back inside the ice castle. Ava.
Unbelievable.
Henry.
I'm really, really sorry.
What do you think they're going to do with those photos?
Sell them to the highest bidder, I assume, and then come up with some story to go along with the photos.
I know it wasn't smart. I was spending so much time together.
You're right. I am sorry.
But I did really enjoy our time together.
I did too.
I'm gonna go spend some time with my uncle and, you know, just lay low for a bit.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
But your speech, it's in great shape. You should be proud of yourself.
Well, thanks to you, yes.
I don't know about that.
Listen, tomorrow's gonna be rather crazy. I got obligations before and then after the address. But I was wondering if you have any plans on Christmas Eve.
I'm supposed to go into town and have brunch with my uncle, but after that, nope. I'm free. No plans.
Good. Could you possibly keep the evening open?
Yes, for you, I suppose I could.
Excellent. Because I have a little something in mind.
They each go their separate ways. Now at the royal residence, Brigitte enters Von Trier's office. Brigitte.
It appears you've come upon something of interest.
Von Trier.
I'm afraid so.
Don't leave a lady in suspense. What is it?
He hands her a printout.
Oh.
She reads.
Dear me.
A little later, outside the barn. Brigitte offers the story to the paparazzi.
I don't think you understand what you're turning down.
Brigitte.
This is tabloid gold. They will pay a fortune for it. Simply submit it along with your photograph.
Ma'am,
paparazzi.
I appreciate what you're trying to do for me. But I only sell photographs. I'm not trying to ruin anybody's life. Besides, I like the prince. And when I see him together with that woman, they seem genuinely happy.
I am not trying to ruin anyone's life either. I am trying to protect the prince.
He walks away.
Fine, I will give it to someone else then, and you'll be sorry you passed when you see it on the front page tomorrow. They pay a lot more for scoops than they do for pictures.
Back at the royal residence, Henry rehearses his speech.
The foundation has become the strongest regional collaborations of the world. This unit.
Von Trier approaches.
Prince Henry, if I may have a moment of your time.
Can it wait?
I'm sorry, but something has come to light. It needs to be brought to your attention.
What is it?
It's about Ava.
All listening.
Ava was engaged to be married.
How long ago?
It's been almost 3 years, but the man she was engaged to, he is in prison.
For what?
Security fraud, perjury, money laundering. He stole millions from investors.
I'm sure Ava had nothing to do with it. Otherwise, she would have been charged.
We are still looking into that, but innocent or not, Ava was closely associated with a man who turned out to be a criminal.
We need to hear her side of the story. Do my parents know?
Not yet.
Okay, don't tell them anything until we know more, and don't let any of this leak to the press. Already has, hasn't it?
I can't say for certain, but if it has and they run the story, your reputation will be tarnished. But I have a plan to quickly return you to the good graces of the Royal Council and the people of Frioland.
My reputation isn't what's important here. All I care about is Ava. And I want to tell you something. These games you all play to manipulate me and make me do things that others think is best, they might have just ruined my chance with the first woman I've had real feelings for in a long time.
Prince Henry, dear Reggie for you.
The king.
Good luck.
The queen.
You got this.
Henry steps up to a lectern. Camera woman.
We are going live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shooting.
Henry.
Greetings, fellow Fjellanders. Our Nordic neighbors and friends tuning in from all over the world.
Carl and Ava watch on a laptop.
Thank you for joining us for our annual
in the ice castle
address. I would like to open by expressing our gratitude to all Fjellanders who, year after year, work tirelessly to make our small but proud nation a major player on the global stage. I would also like to express our gratitude for the continued cooperation and goodwill between all Nordic nations. This provides a foundation of what has become one of the strongest regional collaborations in all the world. The unity we maintain is the cornerstone of our economic success. Now, while we enjoy much good fortune this Christmas season, let us not forget people are suffering. So let us use this occasion to open our hearts to those in need and take an honest look at what we can do better and how we can help more. Why are we here, if not to live in the service of others? Fjordland has been a safe haven of neutrality, in which larger nations have bought it for peace. What better time than Christmas is there to remind us all for the need for peace? So, as we move through this coming year, it is my hope that our thoughts and actions can be led by mercy and compassion. Because if enough of us can do that, we have a chance of changing the world for the better.
Merry Christmas to all, and God bless.
The king.
Wonderful.
Henry steps up to his parents.
Good job, son.
Thanks,
well done.
Ava puts her head on Carl's shoulder. Henry bids farewell to the camera woman.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Von Trier approaches.
Prince Henry, the King of Sweden is on the phone and has requested a word with you.
He was very moved by your speech.
I need to see Ava right now.
There's no time for that. Your Highness, the King of Sweden. Please, we do not want to keep him waiting. Following the call, the press junket will begin. Afterwards, there'll be a debriefing with the Royal Council.
Von Trier bows and goes off. Henry takes the call.
Prince Henry, yeah?
Back at the ice castle. Carl.
Well, the prince really delivered tonight. What a speech.
Ava.
Yeah, I'm proud of him.
They walk together.
It's been a real gift.
Down a corridor.
Spending this holiday together.
Like old times.
Yeah. Get some sleep.
You too.
Okay.
Good night.
Carl goes off. Ava slips into her room. Henry on the phone.
Thank you, sir. And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Sweden.
Thank you, Prince Henry. Wonderful address tonight. Congratulations.
The call ends. Henry looks at a text. Beautiful speech, Henry. Congratulations on a job well done. See you tomorrow. Now at the ice castle the next day. Von Trier walks down the hallway carrying a newspaper on a tray. He sets the tray down in front of Henry's door. Large photos of the prince and Ava adorn the page. The headline reads, "Is the prince being scammed?" Now Birgitta sets a tea service down in front of Ava's door with the paper on the tray. Maria reads the paper. Carl reads the paper as well. Brigitte and Sigrid happily read the article. Ava picks up the paper from the tray at her door. Henry picks up the paper from the tray at his door. Henry looks at the headline, then opens the paper and scans the article. Later, Henry marches down the corridor. Brigitte.
Your Highness,
just the person we were looking for.
Henry.
Have you seen Ava?
Sigrid.
But she's not here.
What?
She's gone.
Gone?
When I spoke with her earlier today, we both agreed that since her business is concluded here, she should depart immediately.
You've got to be kidding.
Now that her dirty laundry has been aired all over the front page, she's hardly fit to associate with the royal family. She has been informed that any further communication with you is strictly forbidden.
Great, that's why she's not answering my calls. Where is she right now?
Well, I believe she's on her way to the airport.
Can't believe this.
I assure you, this is in your best interest.
I wish people stopped thinking they know what's in my best interest. I have to find her.
Henry goes off.
But what about the ball?
Now back outside the barn. Carl.
I cannot stand the way this tabloids twist the truth.
Yeah.
Ava.
It's all my fault. I should have kept my distance. I just hope it doesn't reflect poorly on you.
Ava, I would not have been able to pull this off without you. But now I just wish I'd never gotten you involved. I just thought it would be a wonderful experience for you.
It was. I got to spend time with you, help you build your spectacular creation. Honestly, I don't have any regrets.
You've always been a ray of sunshine. Ever since you were a little girl, in your castle in the backyard, I want you to know how much it has always meant to me to be a part of your life.
Uncle Carl.
Ava embraces Carl.
You've always been an inspiration to me. Okay, I have to go. I don't want to miss my flight. I don't want to be another international incident.
Love you, sweetheart.
I love you, too.
She holds her bear.
Thank you for the polar bear.
Of course.
Ava gets into the car and it pulls away. Carl waves goodbye. Back at the royal residence.
Did you get a copy of the court?
Henry.
I did.
On the phone.
And?
Von Trier.
It turns out that it exonerates Ava of any wrongdoing. She was completely deceived by her fiancé and was as shocked as anyone to learn what he was up to.
I knew she was innocent.
Your Highness, I just want to say I'm so sorry that this got...
Henry hangs up.
Your Highness?
Now Ava's car moves down the road toward the airport. She sits in the back seat. Prince Henry is calling. She ignores the call. Now Henry's in a car on his way to the airport. Henry on the phone.
No, I'm still half hour away and Ava won't return my calls. Then hold the plane. Why can't you? I guess I just have to detain her then. I know it sounds harsh, but do it politely, can't you?
Now a car pulls up in front of the royal residence. Henry gets out. Inside in the Great Hall, Ava sits on the stairs. Ava.
Hello? Hello?
She gets up.
Hello? I'm gonna miss my flight.
Henry runs in.
I'm gonna miss...
They look at each other.
What are you doing?
Henry.
I needed to see you.
Oh. So it was you who had me escorted here and is keeping me captive.
You're not being kept captive.
It sure feels like I am. You know that article they ran? It made it seem like I came here to swindle your family.
I know. That's what the tabloids do. They sensationalize, sometimes even flat-out lie. Make people look like frauds.
I was with my fiancé for 2 years. He's the one who devastated those people's lives. All I've done is try and... just move on from the pain that he's caused. It's like no matter how hard I try, it's the past that's always haunting me.
Yeah, but I admire you more, knowing what you've been through. No one has ever made me feel the way that you have. It's true. Things just feel better. And brighter with you around. I don't want you to go. Tomorrow's Christmas. And I'd be honored if you accompany me to the Christmas ball.
Like as your date.
No. No. No, it's been made clear I'm not welcome here.
No, that is not true.
Yeah. It is.
She puts a hand on his shoulder.
I have to go. Merry Christmas.
Ava.
Ava goes off.
Ava.
Now on a plane, Ava stares out the window. She looks at a photo of her and Henry with the Northern Lights on her phone. The phone goes dark. Now the ballroom is being prepared for the evening. Henry is attired in his formal regalia. He adjusts a cufflink. Now well-heeled guests mill around at the party. Ava enters wearing a red evening gown. Heads turn toward her. Henry.
What is it?
Turns around to see Ava approaching. He steps toward her. Henry.
I got confirmation that you landed safely.
Ava.
It's true. I landed safely in Free Orland. Sorry, I left out a little bit of information for you.
I'm confused.
Well, it only took me until I was 30,000 feet in the air to realize that I made a mistake. Luckily, the pilots were kind enough to turn back around.
Why didn't you tell me you came back?
Ava shrugs.
Surprise.
The Queen.
Deputy von Trier was notified that Ava had returned, and because he was riddled with guilt over the tabloid story, he jumped at the chance to reunite the two of you in the most meaningful way.
Von Trier, get over here.
Von Trier approaches.
You arranged this?
Von Trier.
I did, Your Highness. And now that the two of you are together, I must apologize from the bottom of my heart. Hope you can forgive me, though I know I do not deserve it. And Miss Jensen, if it takes until my dying day, I shall make it up to you. How'd you get the dress?
Brigitte.
Brigitte.
Your Highness.
Brigitte appears.
When I learned the truth about Ava, when I saw how upset you were when she left, I knew I had to help reunite you. I apologize. I was wrong.
What she's trying to say is she was wrong.
Exactly.
We both were.
Yes.
Well, we'll still need to talk about this, but I can't tell you how thrilled I am about this wonderful surprise. Thank you all.
Ava curtsies. The others go off, leaving Ava and Henry alone.
May I have this dance?
You may.
They step onto the dance floor. Henry and Ava dance together.
I wonder what the tabloids will have to say about us now.
Oh, yes.
Everyone looks on happily.
Heaven only knows, but
I'm not gonna lie, I saw the photo that they ran of us, and we look kind of cute together.
We do, don't we?
The paparazzi snaps a photo.
Actually, you just gave me an idea. Come on. Excuse
me. Paparazzi turns
away. Wait. Thank you for coming tonight, and I want you to take a picture of us.
He turns back.
Excuse me?
If you don't mind, Miss Jensen and I would like an official Christmas ball photograph.
Paparazzi.
Let me just...
All those smiles.
He snaps the photos.
Hold that pose. One more. Just one more.
You got it.
Thank you. I hope you can still make it home to your family for Christmas.
Thank you, Your Highness.
The paparazzi bows.
I'm gonna call my wife and tell her I'll be home for Christmas dinner.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
The paparazzi goes off.
Oh, wow.
Von Trier and Birgitta dance.
Oh, I think that's so sweet. They're really good people deep down. They just needed a little love in their life.
Yes, maybe you're right.
You know, after my address, I spoke to my parents and the Royal Council, and they were in agreement that we need to expand our humanitarian relief efforts, including an international sustainable green community housing project called Polar Green.
Henry, that's amazing.
Thing is, we'll need someone to head it up.
You're serious?
Very.
That would require me relocating here.
Yes, 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 it would. I would like nothing more. And I mean that with all my heart.
Do you remember when we were under the Northern Lights and I promised you that I would tell you my wish if it came true?
Yes.
Everyone watches as Henry and Ava kiss. Maria smiles brightly. The king and queen are pleased.
It just did.
Ava takes Henry's hands and they step back onto the dance floor. Everyone dances at the Christmas Eve ball. Fade to black.